1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC media station.
It's time now for Northview Basketball on the Voice of the Knights, WAMB The Breeze. This game is being brought to you by Great Dane Brazil, Reliable Garage Doors, York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Riddell National Bank, Loren Service, Brazil Coffee Grounds, First Insurance Group agent Nick McCollum, PDF Incorporated, First Farmers Bank and Trust, REMAX Real Estate agent Michelle Engel, Kitch Fix, Timberland Lumber Company, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, Lynn's Pharmacy, Love and Pizza, and Back 40 Boutique. Stand by now for Northview Basketball on WAMB The Breeze.
Welcome in here on this Friday night at Northview High School for a girl-boy varsity basketball doubleheader as the Northview Knights welcome in the Vikings of West Vigo. Currently trying to get the video stream up and running. Might be having a little bit of issues right now, but Kobe to my right, I'm Corey Clark here on WAMB on the radio side. Kobe, last time we saw these, they were at Lebanon. The game before that, it was a Sullivan game where basically the Knights as a team, boy and girl, went 1-3 on the weekend, but the girls closed it out with a good win on Saturday, who we're about to see up next sitting at a record of 6-2.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, Northview, they're having a little bit of struggles early on in the season, but they're finally coming around. A huge win on Saturday against Lebanon and another huge victory on Tuesday. I mean, you can't really say. They're all really starting to form, and we can see the early sight of how Northview is going to be playing now the remainder of the season, especially one Audrey Spencer.
Yeah, and you look at the team right now coming in, the Northview Knights. A little bit of a starting five mix-up for today. We won't tell you that until we get to starting lineups here in just a little bit. But you talk about Audrey Spencer, and it seems like she's just getting better and better as a leader and as a player as each passing game goes by.
Absolutely. I mean, still only eight games now, about to be the ninth game in going into the season, averaging a nice solid 19 points. She knew that this was her team coming into the season, and she's getting a lot of help with it, whether it be Reagan White, the freshman, or Brinley Clark. I mean, all this Northview Knights team, they know their roles, and they're all trying to, you know, help her out and help the team out. Northview, I mean, speaking of them, with this huge matchup tonight against West Vigo, we're hoping that West Vigo, not the worst team in the world, 3-6 on the season. They've been working and practicing a lot recently in their three-point shooting. Got the height advantage for sure over on Northview. A lot of guards for West Vigo on this Viking squad. As I mentioned, 3-6 on the year. We're going to see how they play out. They're the away team tonight, so the Knights do have the advantage here in their home court. It plays a huge factor. Okay, yeah. So, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break right here from Northview High School. Still here in warm-ups. Don't want to go anywhere. We're trying to get this live stream started for you guys on WAMBradio.com or on the IHSA radio app. And then, of course, we have live coverage on 99.5 or 106.9. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Northview West Vigo taking a break right here on WAMB.
Great Dane in Brazil doesn't just build trailers and truck bodies, they build their employees. Here's Matt to tell you how Great Dane has impacted his whole life.
Hi, I'm Matt Pierce. I've been a Great Daner since before I was born. My dad worked at Great Dane for over 38 years, and now I'm carrying on the Great Dane tradition.
Now hiring for a range of skilled positions. Move your life forward at greatdane.com/careers.
Great pay, great benefits, great opportunities to advance. Every morning when I come in, I see Champ, and I embrace my great.
Stocking stuffers can come in many shapes and sizes, and Sparkle Pools has them all this holiday season. Sparkle Pools is now carrying Maui Jim sunglasses. These sunglasses have modern looks for the distinguished gentleman and women's fashion frames to fit any lifestyle. Fill your stockings with pool maintenance products from Pool Style and Super Shockwaves. Sparkle Pools is even an authorized dealer for swimmingpool.com, where you can find above-ground pools, outdoor living products, and everything else pool-related. Happy holidays from Sparkle Pools. 2225 North 25th Street and 5171 South Highway 41 in Terre Haute.
Hi, this is Mark, owner of Reliable Garage Doors. Are you tired of looking at the same garage door you had on your house when you bought it? Then it's time to do something about it. Let us at Reliable Garage Doors make your home look new again. I'll come over and give you a free estimate. Just call me at 812-841-2078. Your local garage door expert with over 36 years of experience.
We all know what it's like to be super busy during weekday evenings.
Whether you have kids involved in sports, a club, or whatever you have going on with the family that night. Anyway, it always seems hard to find the time to slow down to prepare a nice homemade meal. It's drive-through again, right? Wrong! Kitch Fix should be the answer. Plan ahead by joining the Kitch Fix Facebook group and let Brandy Pierce cook for you. Kitch Fix releases their menu on Wednesdays, so go join the Facebook group now. Pick it up, warm it up, and feed the family with Kitch Fix.
This is WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sparkle Pools of Terre Haute pregame show here at Northview High School. Sparkle Pools in Terre Haute. Visit MySparklePools.com and pick out your preferred pool and much more. The Wabash Valley's number one pool builder. Let's get wet. Hopefully we see a lot of wet threes out there today on this court. Northview has been really working on the three-point shot here today in the early game, and in a couple of games over the weekend we saw in the 11 matchup, trying to focus on that. Reagan White, you know, we talk about how well of a three-point shooter she could be, how much of a contributor she is at such a young age, still only a freshman. Only time will come. This North team will continue to progress. They will keep getting better. I really do believe it. But one thing that we have to hope for is shooting on a high field goal percentage. Northview, sometimes they can really, you know, beat themselves up too much, get down early in the game, whether it be defense, allowing too many threes. We see that from the girls' side. They really start racking up it. They are a very good third quarter team, the women's and the girls' team is. So just making sure that if they could focus early on in the first half, that's where you want. You want to start out of the gate on fire to give your team the advantage. One thing that this team has done pretty well, though, is not committing too many turnovers. In fact, they're actually one of the best teams in their own conference forcing turnovers. So West Vigo is going to have to challenge that as they're working right here on our right side here, working on some ball movement practices, some playing drills right there. They don't commit too many turnovers, but they force a little bit as well. One thing that we do have to focus on, though, is offensive rebounding. Too many times that they give out too many opportunities, second chance opportunities for the Northview, for teams that play Northview. So hopefully if they can get that done, work out on their first half skills, they will be all ready, set, and go to come out of here with a huge victory and keep progressing on into the season. We got 7.5 here on the Great Dane scoreboard on the pregame show, brought to you by Sparkle Pools of Terre Haute. Northview over there warming up, West Vigo, so it should be a lot of fun. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back here on WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. Our used car inventory has exploded with new inventory that arrives daily. With close to 400 vehicles in stock, we can find the right options or payment that suit your needs. See them all on YorkCDJRBrazil.com. That's YorkCDJRBrazil.com, where you can set your appointment or ask your questions. It's easy to see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
I am Matt Bilyeu, and this is my account.
Matt Bilyeu of Culver's talks about Riddell National Bank.
My relationship with Riddell started with a personal home loan. From there, it blossomed into a business opportunity. Riddell, I think, is so much more than just a bank. They're a true partner.
For commercial loans and lines of credit, choose Riddell National Bank.
It's been so great, the relationship we have with Riddell. They partner with us to make our family's dreams come true.
Member FDIC.
This is WAMB, The Breeze. Like us on Facebook.
And officially welcome in to the Sparkle Pools in Terre Haute pregame show here on WAMB and now on WAMBradio.com on the video side or the IHSAA TV app, which you can download for free on your Apple phone, your Android device, or your smart TV right in your living room or wherever you keep it. That's the Sparkle Pools in Terre Haute pregame show. Sparkle Pools, be sure to visit MySparklePools.com and pick out your preferred pool and much more. The Wabash Valley's number one pool builder, let's get wet. Kobe, you come in here tonight, it looks like a little bit of a Christmas feel here. Finally, the North Unites boys team, we'll talk about that later on, but the first girl-boy combined doubleheader tonight at home, that's going to play a little bit of a benefit in the Knights factor.
Absolutely. Anytime you can get the opportunity to play in front of your hometown, you don't have to travel, you don't have to worry about even leaving the campus of your own high school. It helps instead of those long bus rides, all those thinkings and mentality coming on with it. It's just nice to get a game here tonight with our first doubleheader at Northview High School. Girls and boys coming up.
Yeah, you got it. Looks like the theme for today for the North Unite students is the Christmas wear, holiday wear.
Yep.
Christmas holiday sweaters, the pajamas, the lounge pants, plenty of Santa hats. And then to the left, the Santa Claus or the Cheerettes have Christmas on as well. So it should be a pretty good atmosphere as we're about 5 minutes away from starting lineups and much more here at Northview High School. The pep band is here, loud and proud, and they always play a huge difference as well. You get to give them a shout out.
Absolutely. They do a great job. They're loud. We sit like 3 feet apart, and we can barely even hear ourselves. So with our headsets on, they do a great job, especially when it comes to free throws. They love yelling at the opponents.
So the Northview Lady Knights basketball team coming at a record of 6-2. Their only losses was a week ago tonight at Sullivan, a tough place to play always, no matter who you are. And then their first game of the year where they always test themselves against a bigger school in Mooresville. But other than that, they've had a pretty darn good year, especially with so much turnover on the roster when it came to losing players like Macy Timmerman and Tara Pierce and others.
Yeah, a couple of great players right there throughout Northview's history. Ball handling for sure, three-point shooting as well. Rebounding took a little bit of a toll as well. So, I mean, Northview kind of having a regrouping, rebuilding, I guess you could say, boys and girls especially. So it's going to be fun. I mean, they're doing a pretty good job early on in the season, how well they've been working it out. Andre Spencer leading them. One player who, in particular, who has taken a huge step, we've mentioned it, Brinley Clark. She's really getting out of her comfort zone from a season ago, who came off the bench, now focusing on in that starting role. They like to attack with her early. I see no different here tonight.
At least every year outside of 2020, the girl and boys basketball teams have had a player join the 1,000-point club here at Northview High School. Dating back to 2015, it was Michaela Rowan in 2015. In 2017, it was Stacy Payton. 2018, it was Brigham Boo. 2019, it was Jenny Lundy. Nothing in 2020. 2021, it was Caleb Swearingen, the last boy to do it. Macy Timmerman a year ago in 2022. And our next one is more than likely going to come this year with Audrey Spencer, who's averaging 19 points per game.
I think she can do it. I mean, as long as, you know, she stays healthy and everything goes their way, Audrey Spencer is more than capable to create her own shot and come off, you know, a nice screen or two to really create the open court. She does a great job. She's one of the leaders for this team.
West Vigo coming in at 3-6. Caitlin Fennell averaging 14 a game. She is their best player. The Knights' Audrey Spencer has 19 per game, as well as Brindley Clark coming in at 14 per game. Northview coming off a win on Tuesday to South Vermillion at home, 73-5. South Vermillion, kind of feel bad for that score, but Northview just took it to them and didn't really look back. We'll take another break on the Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute pregame show. And when we come back, we'll have starting lineups some more for you. You're listening to the home of Northview Athletics, WAMB.
One promise Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. They will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Lorenz Service is your trusted locally owned auto service repair shop. If you need your vehicle looked at, give Tony Lorenz a call or stop by the shop today. Tony Lorenz and the entire Lorenz Service team works hard to make sure your vehicle is fixed the right way. Lorenz Service wants to wish the Northview Knights the best of luck this season.
The Northview Knights love Brazil Coffee Grounds, and you will too. Make Brazil Coffee Grounds your go-to stop before school or work every morning and get a coffee, iced latte, or frappe with numerous flavors to choose from to give you the energy you need to start your day. Brazil Coffee Grounds isn't just known for their coffee, their pastries and lunch items are great too. For a full menu of their drinks and food, visit their Facebook page. Brazil Coffee Grounds wants to wish the best of luck to the Northview Knights.
This is WAMB, The Breeze. Like us on Facebook.
Back here at Northview High School, I'm Corey Clark. Kobe Clark to my right-hand side. Dave Thomas back in the studio in downtown Brazil, manning the board for our radio side. Video live, video and free, thanks to all our sponsors you'll hear tonight. So if you hear a sponsor, be sure to thank them for their awesome support, allowing us to broadcast the student athletes here at Northview throughout the years. It's been pretty fun, and we're not going anywhere. But we can't do all the upgrades and things we've done this year without the Northview sponsors for AMB. All right, let's stand on. We'll turn it up. On the radio side, you can hear it. The video side, you can watch it. The national anthem. And then we'll have starting lineups for you coming up on WAMB. Great job, as always, from the Northview Pep Band here at Northview High School, providing the energy and the national anthem there. And now, Kobe, we'll get ready for the starting five for the Northview Lady Knights and the West Vigo Lady Vikings. Looking at West Vigo, Kobe, we have number three, a freshman, Delaney Mars. Coming in as someone you may know the last name is number 11, it's Holman. Number 20 is a sophomore, Lily Ramirez. And number 24 will be Avery Lasecki. And rounding out the starting five is number 33, Caitlin Funnell. Now over the starting five for the North Unites. You can see it on the video screen. A little bit of switcheroo. The freshman, Reagan White, will start as normal. Brenly Clark, averaging 14 a game, will be in the starting five as normal in their home whites. Number 22, another normal starting five member will be Brooklyn Eldridge. And then the new member in the starting five, someone that provides great defense, can shoot the long ball, phenomenal energy, is number 23, Delana White. And number 30, Audrey Spencer, who is toughening it out, Kelby. She didn't feel the best throughout the week. She seems to be doing much better and just in time for, as the wonderful PA announcer Mac McDonald says, it's nighttime.
It is nighttime here, Corey. It should be a lot of fun. These nice white jerseys Northview's wearing, West Vigo with their nice black jerseys with green trim on them. They got the home atmosphere here. Everyone's ready to go. They're up, pumped, and excited to see some Northview Lady Knights basketball.
As we get underway here, the scoreboard will set. The starting five is won nearly by Brenly Clark, but it's taken away from the West Vigo Vikings. They try to do what they always do and get a quick bucket as fast as they can, Kobe. Bringing it on the near side, West Vigo and the Viking side will have it. It'll be Mars. Skips it far side to Holman for a corner three, rattles in and out. Off the hand of Audrey Spencer on the right elbow. Long offensive rebound to Fennell. Fennell with a floater, no, but a late whistle. It'll provide a foul going to the line for West Vigo on their first possession of the game. We'll be shooting two attempts.
That was Eldridge right there who got tied up with Pharrell down low. Just didn't really give her a landing spot when going up for that baseline floater.
Fennell averaging 14 a game, one of their better players in the Wabash Valley, not just on West Vigo, as she knocks down the first free throw from the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil free throw line. At York, they're not number one, you are. And the second one is completed as well. So the Vikings on the Great Dane scoreboard have their first lead, 2-0.
And you mentioned it pregame, Corey, Delano White, someone that's really been proving herself off the bench, finally getting an earning spot in the starting five.
Lobbing it down low, Brenly from Reagan, and it just won't find its way in. And here comes West Vigo with a rebound as Caitlin, the senior, which is Fennell, will slow it down left to right. Guarded on top by Brenly Clark. Manning that 1-2-2 zone. Brings it near side, nearly throws it right in front of us out of bounds through the hands of Delaney Mars. Just don't hit our equipment, please. It'll be a turnover Northview ball.
I do not want to see an angry Corey. This is very expensive.
An angry Corey's expensive?
Well, it depends who you ask.
West Vigo 2, Northview nothing. 6:50 to go in the first quarter. We are working on the clock again on the video side. They're going to run the same play opposite hash, but Brenly had nowhere to go with it, so she'll kick it out on the logo to the senior Audrey Spencer.
It's a nice little play design. Just could not get the first one to fall. That one, West Vigo sniffed it out.
Reagan had an open look on the far corner in this West Vigo zone. Instead, Delana White in her first start fires for a three. Nothing but air there. She missed all of it.
Keep shooting, though.
She's got to feel a little bit of nerves, right?
A little
bit. First varsity start. Fennell takes it all the way to the hoop. Ball will be missed. Rebounded by Reagan. Reagan of the Knights. 6:12 to go first quarter. Spins out to Audrey. One dribble. 10-footer. No. Long rebound. And here again, Fennell's got like four already.
I think that's one thing the Northview Lady Knights missed from last year, because when Macy would get the ball, she would just go the length of the court and make a layup. Right now, Northview really doesn't really focus on those transition points enough.
Northview having a hard time getting the ball in the bucket. From a field goal standpoint, so is West Vigo. They only have two free throws in this game. Ball's on the right elbow with West Vigo, stripped away by Brooklyn Eldridge, taken away from Lisecki. Here comes the Knights and Audrey. Lob pass, wide open transition three, partially blocked as Reagan White missed it, and Holman comes up with the board.
That time, West Vigo just getting back in time. The shot just not, he's got to wait a little bit, just a little longer, really see what the offense can put out for it.
Step back three, Fennell. Off the back rim, rebounded long by Reagan. Offense is hard to come by here in the early going. It'll be Delano White in the near side corner, out to Audrey, one dribble. Had an open three, instead down low to Brenly. One dribble, goes up, partially blocked. That's two blocks in a row. West Vigo coming out on the defensive end, playing hard.
And that was a nice look by White, drawing two West Vigo defenders to the corner. Nice touch pass to Brenly, just couldn't get it to fall.
Fennell on the right wing. Lobs it in the corner to Mars, guarded by Audrey. One dribble, nearly got it stripped away. Now it will be stripped away. Like we said, the energy bunny, Delana White. That's who she is today. Up ahead to Eldridge. Throws it up at the rim, nothing. Rebounded by Holman, and a body foul going for the board is Reagan White. A lot of the shots, just, Frank, don't look good early, Kobe.
The defense is working well. I mean, they're stopping West Vigo, coming up with, I believe, now three steals. It's just West Vigo being able to get back in time, getting a hand in the face, or sometimes just not getting the feet set for a nice shot. Gotta wait. Just be real patient.
Northview has two team fouls, West Vigo with zero. Brenly Clark waits at the timeline for Caitlin Fennell to bring it up. She will on the left wing. Brenly goes for the steal, can't come up with it, but Fennell will kick it on the logo to Holman. Holman, guarded by Reagan now, spins inside, stolen away
another.
Again. Delana White. Delana dribbles over her left, lost the ball, though, in the hands of Brenly, and finally the whistle will be blown for a jump ball. It'll be Northview basketball underneath their own basket. Someone needs to just take a breath.
We're at 4 minutes and 10 seconds on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview still yet to score.
Reagan trying to change that with a three. Air ball. Eldridge out of bounds. It'll be West Vigo ball. What is going on?
Something's going on in this gym. I don't know what it is, but Northview just having a string of bad luck right now. A couple of air balls, a couple of missed shots, in and out.
This is not a typo. Halfway through the first quarter, it's West Vigo 2, Northview 0. West Vigo will bring it up the floor. It's going to be Fennell, who we're going to say a lot tonight. Tries to throw it to the far corner, but it goes through the wickets of one of the West Vigo Vikings. Out of bounds off Knopp. It'll be Northview ball.
One thing they have to give big credit to is their defense. I mean, they're forcing a lot of turnovers against the Vikings. Northview just has to be able to capitalize, slow everything down, maybe get a play call for Brenly, Audrey, one of them.
Reagan tries to feed it in the corner. But it's taken away, not a great pass, and here comes with a pick six opportunity, trying to score on it. West Vigo and Fennell left to right. 3.5 to go here in the opening quarter. 2-0. Holman on the left wing feeds it far side to Ramirez. Ramirez takes a few dribbles all the way to the hoop, puts it up and left it long off the backboard. Here comes Reagan with another rebound. Transition, Audrey trying to do too much. Lost it off her foot. Brindley tried to pass it to Reagan. Got trucked to the ground. No foul called or whistle. And here comes West Vigo after another night's turnover.
A lot of body contact, though.
And they're going to call a foul there on Audrey.
I think she tripped.
On the push. Looked like Kenzie Knopp might have tripped, but they're going to say Audrey pushed her. That's the third team foul on Northview compared to nothing on the Vikings. 2:55 here in the first, 2-0 still. Wow.
Northview just can't buy a basket right now. They're being rewarded with defense, just not being able to capitalize.
Vigo gets it in and double dribbles right away.
Another turnover for West Vigo.
Lily still Ramirez kind of did a Euro and then forgot she picked up her dribble, looked like. Here we go. Coach Keyes is up off the ground now, and he's wanting to see some points probably at this point.
A little bit.
Lucky it's only 2-0 since you haven't scored yet. So it's Northview with Reagan White. Tries to find Brindley in the corner. Catch and shoot three ball. Overshot it again. Nothing falling for the Lady Knights here early. This place might erupt when a field goal is finally made because neither team's made one yet.
Maybe drive towards the basket, earn a couple of shots at the line.
West Vigo gets a near side. Knopp pump fakes. Takes a few dribbles on the left. Picks it up and resets to Holman on the logo. Left side. Stolen
another
away. Reagan with the steal. One-on-one fast break. Reagan, Holman, jump stop, left hand, and Northview finally scores. The first field goal of the game coming up on 2 minutes to play in the first.
After a couple of air balls from Reagan White, I mean some turnovers as well, she's the one who ends up with a nice Euro step layup.
Got to turn defense and offense at this point. Vigo will throw it around the perimeter. The Northview pep band getting into it, forcing a Vikings turnover as Holman threw it out of bounds. It'll be Northview basketball. We're tied up at two apiece.
That's got to be at least now 5 or 6 turnovers for West Vigo. The score does not read how this one's real playing out. Northview just not being able to get a lot of the balls.
I think the score reads it pretty well. 2-2 with a minute 45 to go.
I think it's their defense, though. You expect more points when you're playing good defense.
Same play from the first possession, and this time the Knights connect on it. Reagan lobs it from the left wing down to the right block to Brindley. She'll put it up with the right hand. 4-2, 90 seconds to go in the first. Northview scored on their last two possessions after not scoring at all in the first 6 minutes of play. Quick whistle as Audrey will force a jump ball near the free throw line, but the Vikings will get it.
Good idea getting their hand in there.
And they're going to grab Audrey. Let her get a couple break. Don't want her to pick up a cheap foul in the last 90 seconds when she already has one. West Vigo to inbound it from underneath. Gets it right back to Fennell on the lower block. Up over Brindley. Brindley with great defense. Rebounded by the newly inserted Grace Jones coming off the bench now. Reagan, Delana, three. Line drive shot, no. Off to the right, rebounded by Fennell.
They had a nice back-to-back scoring drive right there going down low, but now they're going back to the outside shot. It's not the way that this offense should work towards right now.
Brindley is suffocating Fennell out wide for a three from the Vikings. Miss off the mark by Mars, rebounded by Delana. Reagan will run the point right to left. 4-2 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Delana in the corner, feeds it down low to Grace, double team. Shot it off the lower part of the backboard. Here comes Caitlin Fennell, who might have 10 rebounds already. 30 seconds to go in the first.
Another turnover.
Throws it away. Reagan now, 25 seconds. In transition, tries to feed the lower pass down to Brindley. It'll be knocked out of bounds. Stays with the Knights underneath.
I like the substitution, trying to get Audrey in there for the last shot. 23 seconds, you assume they might hold it with a two-point lead.
So unless there's a scurry of offense here, these two teams combined won't get double digits. 20 seconds, Coach Keyes calls for the final shot, so definitely you're not going to. Unless they get a four-point play, but how likely is that? Audrey with 10 seconds. She'll dribble near the logo. Brings it near side five. Goes around a screen on Eldridge. Feeds in the corner. Wide open Reagan three. Overshot it, and we will go to the second quarter with a score. No, this is not a typo on the Great Dane scoreboard. It is the North U Lady Knights 4, the West Vigo Vikings 2. You're listening to North U Basketball on WAMB.
We all need insurance, whether it's personal or commercial. Use someone you can trust. I'm Nick McCollum with First Insurance Group here in Brazil. I graduated from Northview High School and attended Indiana State University. My family is all about the Knights. You can trust me to help you get all your insurance needs taken care of. Give me a call at 812-208-2457 or visit us at figprotects.com. Let me, Nick McCollum, work for you. Come grow with us and we will help you stay protected.
Are you looking for a new exciting career? PDF Inc. in Brazil is actively looking for creative, dependable people to hire right now. Various machine operator positions are available. No experience necessary. They'll train you for multiple positions like robotics or operating a CNC laser. Take the time to learn a valuable skill to further your career with PDF Inc. Stop by their location or visit pdf-inc.com/careers. PDF Inc. is a proud supporter of the Northview Knights.
Your home for Northview sports. The Breeze, WAMB.
Great Dane, join their team by applying for your new career at greatdane.com. On the Great Dane scoreboard, after one quarter of play in girls basketball, it is the Northview Knights 4, the West Vigo Lady Vikings 2.
Biggest takeaways for Northview, easily the defense, forcing a big amount of turnovers on West Vigo. But offensively,
Brenly starts it off, gets a bullet pass from Audrey. I don't even know if that was intended for Brenly, but she'll take it. 6-2.
But offensively, that's what we're going to need more of. Inside scoring, feeding Brinley Clark. The height advantage is there. They're just not really going for it right now. Audrey almost came over the steal.
And there will be a carry called on West Vigo. So the turnover mirage continue. Well, it's not a mirage. It's real. But the turnovers continue here at Northview High School for really both teams.
6-2. West Vigo leading for sure.
Northview coming off a 73-point performance on Tuesday. Coach Keyes calling out the plays, telling them what to do. Audrey will have it on top. West Vigo just standing in that zone, kind of giving Northview a little bit of trouble. Reagan will give it on the right wing, back to Audrey.
They know they haven't proven that they can beat them from the outside range.
Audrey will just stand still on the logo, begging someone to come out and get the basketball. Now Eldridge will on the right side, forces into a triple team to Brinley and turns it over. That's a turnover 10 out of 10 times. Fennell left to right, guarded by Brinley up top. Lot of contact, nothing called. Fennell spins, 15-footer from the elbow, left it long. Audrey goes up and gets the board. She'll push it, one hand to Reagan, and we missed the layup. Wow.
That's one she wishes she could have back. Wide open. Not going their way, I guess you can say.
6-2. The Lady Knights lead by 4 here in the second quarter. 6:20 to go. West Vigo has it on the right side. Audrey goes for the steal. Stripped it away. Landed on Audrey's right foot. She seems to be up and okay. That was scary looking. Has a missed jump shot, but leads to an offensive rebound for a Mars 3. Got it. West Vigo gets their first field goal of the game. 6-5 now.
Our first field goal, of course, comes from a heavily contested three-pointer.
Brinley has it, takes one dribble, pulls up 12 feet, got it.
There you go, Brinley. Keep beating her.
Let Brinley take advantage. It'll be a timeout actually on the floor taken here by West Vigo, so we'll take one with them. You're listening to North Unites Basketball on WAMB.
You've driven all the way to the store when you realize, I forgot my wallet. That can be so frustrating. We've all been there. That's why enabling mobile wallet for your First Farmers debit card was so important to us. That way, if you remember everything you need to get at the store but leave your wallet behind, you can use your phone to pay and skip the aggravation. That's one more way we're determined to take our customers from what if to what's next. Learn more at ffbt.com. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
This is REMAX Real Estate Agent Michelle Engel. My family has been in the local community since 2005, and we love supporting the Knights. My daughter attends Northview and is a cheerleader and plays on the tennis team. You will see me dedicating my time to this community. One example is my daughter and I love volunteering for the Clay County Youth Food Delivery Program. Allow me to put my 10 plus years of real estate experience to work for you.
Remember to buy and sell with Michelle. Call her at 812-230-1382.
This is your home for Northview Sports, WAMB The Breeze.
We want to give a thanks to Reliable Garage Door. That's your local garage door expert with nearly 40 years of experience. Coming out of the West Vigo timeout, Kobe. Coming up on 5:44 to go here in the second quarter. It's Northview 8, West Vigo 5. If you're just joining us, a lot of turnovers, a lot of bad shots, and just scoring, low scoring here so far, as you can see. It's going to be another three for Mars, who just hit one, trying to tie the game. Won't go down. Delana White goes up and brings down the rebound. Audrey has it on the logo.
This is where they really have to focus in. That 2-3, looks like they're running a 3-2 with someone on top on the defense of the West Vigo Vikings.
West Vigo's running the same defense Northview runs on defense. Reagan will run the baseline, fakes a pass in the corner to Reagan, but finds a wide-open Brindley with a little Patrick Mahomes no-look. 10-5, Knights.
That's perfect. I mean, you get everyone drawn towards the corner with the open offensive player, feeding it down low. It's perfect.
Now it's Delaney Mars in the near side corner. 4:50 to go here until the half. Driving, Ramirez tries to feed it to Mars out wide, overshoots, out of bounds. Turnover again. Northview basketball with 4:43 to go.
Yeah, Northview could keep playing the way they just did on that drive, drawing up nice play designs like that. Should be a piece of cake.
Near side, Reagan White finds a wide-open Audrey Spencer for three. Boom, baby! And now the scoring is kind of coming alive for at least the Northview Knights side of things.
Starting to shift right now. Momentum's picking up for the Knights.
8-point lead for Northview. Has it on the right elbow, West Vigo and Ramirez. Tries to dribble far side, nearly stolen away by Delana White, but a late whistle will be blown. Looks like a foul on the body on Delana. That'll be the fourth team foul on West Vigo. That'll be the fourth team foul on Northview. Zero for West Vigo here. Far side, Fennell's going to inbound it. Gets it to Holman on the logo. Holman goes around a screen, gets quickly double teamed, step back three. Wow, what a shot from Holman. Now, that Holman family, they're pretty talented.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive right there. The nice step back three, getting the defender off your feet.
Kind of has that Sean Marion shot, too.
Oh, yeah, that weird one.
Are you too young for that?
No. Not enough, I don't think.
Reagan tries to answer with a three in the corner, trying to get her shot going. Can't. Grace Jones fights for the board for another Reagan White three. Missed that one. Rebounded by West Vigo.
You don't want West Vigo to get a nice start and roll right now. That's what's happening.
Fennell takes it coast to coast, puts it up and in, and just like that, a 5-0 run by West Vigo cuts it to a three-point game with 3:20 to go until the halftime break. Audrey will hold it on the wing, lobs it on the left side to Reagan. Reagan takes one dribble, finds Spencer again to three. Can she get it? No. Loose offensive board to Reagan for three. Can she finally get one? No, it bounced. Wouldn't go. Audrey cleans it up. Puts it up, she'll be fouled, and will finally go to the free throw line. First time tonight as a team. She'll have two attempts at the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil free throw line.
Whew. Somewhere the Knights have been improving since the beginning of the season is the charity stripe.
Audrey, no one down there for the Knights to rebound. Of course, has the free throw rattle in and out as Kobe drinks them. Reagan just having a hard time getting her shot to fall in this one. She'll take a seat.
Northview, however, a couple of key players that have been coming in. Grace Jones did a good job off the bench.
Yeah, she's been starting recently. As Audrey missed both free throws. That's rare. That's how you know this game is a little messed up.
A little weird game right now we got going on.
Three will tie the game for West Vigo. Fennell lobs it in the near corner. Has it in the hands of Knopp. Drives baseline. Has to bring it back out to the near corner for a tying three by Fennell. 2:40 to go. Tied up. 8-0 run by West Vigo.
That's just one of those shots that you're like, how the heck did that go in?
Spencer will bring it right to left. Lobs it on the right elbow to Eldridge. Out to Delena for an open three look. Off the back iron. No. Brenly, little 21 backyard basketball style put back, won't fall. Offensive board to Delena. Throws it away. Nearly turned over, but they're going to say West Vigo tipped it in the backcourt. So Northview will slow down. Audrey right in front of us will take a few dribbles. Coming up on the 2-minute mark. Goes around an Eldridge screen. Crosses over to the left elbow. Drives. Fades. Puts it up. And what a play. Audrey gives Northview the lead right back with a little 5-foot bunny.
Have the defenders all missed up right there. Shuffling their feet. One fell to the ground.
And a quick whistle. Double dribble as soon as West Vigo brought it across midcourt. So 1:46 to go. If you keep seeing the clock mess up and I have to go back and fix it, guys, you got to think. I'm doing the scoreboard by myself, controlling the video by myself, calling the game. Give us a break. We'll get more staff eventually, maybe.
Maybe.
1:46
we'll
to go. Cough, cough. Big thanks to our friends at Riddell National Bank, our player of the game sponsor, too. That's today's banking, yesterday's value.
Rachel Rounds in the game for the first time tonight.
Coming off the bench. A little shorter bench tonight. Delaney getting a lot more run.
Spencer
Audrey
doing her thing.
Drives. Tries to go for a fourth point in a row. Misses. A foul will be called. It'll be a reach-in by Audrey Spencer. And, oh, you got a little lucky. They didn't call it on Audrey.
Yeah, it was Brindley, I believe they called it.
That would have been
there.
Audrey second, so it was Brindley first. Five team fouls on Northview, only one on West Vigo. Coming up on 1 minute and 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. It is Northview 15, West Vigo 3. Fennell lobs at the Knopp, drives baseline, goes up for the shot. Didn't like the shot attempt, so she just landed on her feet. And in basketball terms, that's a double dribble.
That's a no-no.
Or a travel.
It's a travel.
It's a turnover.
Yeah. And that's probably, man, that's a lot of turnovers West Vigo has in this first half.
Stick around for the halftime show. We'll talk with the commissioner of the IHSAA and the coach Bob Lovell as Reagan White struggling with her shot, at least in the early going tonight, just passed up on an open corner three.
Sometimes that confidence doesn't help, and you really start second-guessing yourself.
Audrey will drive, goes up, and it's going to be partially blocked out of bounds. Coach Keyes thought Audrey was fouled, and I think Audrey did too, but they'll reset underneath. Inbounds to Reagan. Off to Audrey on a handoff. 40 seconds coming up. 15-13. Does Northview go for the last shot or the first good one? Nope. Steph Curry range from Audrey. Can't get it to go. Offensive board chased down by Rachel Rounds. And it'll be Rounds who gets rewarded with a corner three.
There we go.
You love to see the rewards take place there after she chased down a hustle rebound. Got it back from Audrey and knocks it down. 5-point lead. 12 seconds to go.
It's also nice when the bench can come in and help out the starters.
6 seconds. Throws up a shot. 5. Here we go. 3. Reagan's got to go. Tries to throw up a shot. A lot of contact and nothing will come of it. No foul. That is absolutely ridiculous. Wow. But regardless, it's a low-scoring affair. On the halftime break, it is going to be Northview 18, West Vigo 13. Stick around on the halftime show. Kobe will break it all down for you here on WAMB.
We all know what it's like to be super busy during weekday evenings, whether you have kids involved in sports, a club, or whatever you have going on with the family that night. Anyway, it always seems hard to find the time to slow down to prepare a nice homemade meal. It's drive-thru again, right? Wrong. Kitch Fix should be the answer. Plan ahead by joining the Kitch Fix Facebook group and let Brandy Pierce cook for you. Kitch Fix releases their menu on Wednesdays, so go join the Facebook group now. Pick it up, warm it up, and feed the family with Kitch Fix.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. Visit our Timberland store to get everything you need for your new project, and if we don't have the supplies you need in store, we can order it for you. You can even rent the equipment from our rental department. Timberland strives to provide you with the finest residential and commercial building projects at a level of service that is second to none. Quality, integrity, Timberland.
Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the area's leading Green Pro partners. This is Doug Nevins, and for more than 25 years, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning has served customers in Brazil and throughout the entire Wabash Valley. Our reliable services, transparent fees, and friendly expert technicians have made Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning a hometown name you can trust. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet.
It's another day in the Wabash Valley. And for most of us, it's just another day on the job. But at Lynn's Pharmacy, taking care of neighbors and making the community a better and healthier place is our mission. Because when you love what you do and you really care about the people you serve, you do it well. It's not for the glory, a big award, or even a pat on the back. It's just knowing that we can count on each other. Lynn's Pharmacy, a modern pharmacy with old-fashioned values and personal service in downtown Brazil.
Your home for Northview Sports, WAMB The Breeze.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly conversation about Indiana high school sports with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. Now for an up-to-the-minute report about what's happening in the constantly changing world of high school sports, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Paul Neidig.
Welcome back, everyone, to our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. And Commissioner Neidig, we're in it now. We are playing basketball. We're wrestling. We have wrapped up, as we know, the fall sports now into the winter sports. It's a busy, busy time. We have a lot of games. The IHSAA, we're fortunate, like a lot of states, our young men and women play literally, with the exception of Sunday, every day of the week. And it is a monumental task to put on these types of events night after night after night. Big school, small school, city school, country school, doesn't matter. There's a lot going on.
Well, first of all, it's what we do in Indiana. We've done for many, many years, and providing a platform for student athletes to show their skills and coaches to coach and communities to gather. It is a really, you know, that's just what's special about what we do. But, man, I tell you, Coach, I often walk in, the first person I want to go talk and thank to as I walk in the door is that person that's sitting out there with the cold weather right inside the front door. And it's cold outside, but they're sitting there selling tickets, and they've done it year in and year out for the athletic department so schools can operate events. And, you know, I always want to get around the place. I just want to make sure those people know they're appreciated for doing what they're doing, and they're a big part of an athletic event also.
Well, they really are, because, you know, oftentimes the person you're talking about is a member of the faculty who's been at school all day long, have families themselves. And if some meager $5, whatever, an hour, they make a little bit of money. But they're doing this because they're aware that without the infrastructure of people like them, you can't have these events. You know, you need the teams, you need the coaches, you need the officials, but you need the ticket takers, you need the people popping the popcorn, selling the concession. You need all those people to make this experience what it is and to generate that much necessary and much needed revenue for your programs.
That's absolutely right, Coach. You know, and, you know, revenue, and it's not anybody, they're not out there trying to make, you know,
no,
a lot of money. They're trying just to keep the lights on, the officials paid, the bus, you know, gas in the buses and uniforms on the kids. And so, you know, it these people all choose, and I always like to say they choose to work in the eye of the public. They choose to interact with the public as they walk in, so a parent can walk in and watch their child mm-hmm. play. And, you know, I just think sometimes anybody that's in public service, whether it be a coach, a teacher, or a police officer, or anybody, we forget to really recognize what they do and the give back that they do for the communities. Because they're just the salt of the earth people who truly care about
right.
the kids
right.
that they see in the classroom every day, or whether it be in the hallway, the lunchroom, or getting on and off the bus. And, you know, I just think we all need to step back and thank those people for spending their time so children and student athletes get to play in a time honored tradition, which is a high school education based athletic program.
Paul Neidig with us from the IHSAA, talking about all things IHSAA related. You and I are both former athletic directors. We would not have been able to have any kind of success or be able to do our jobs without the secretaries. And I dare say those dear athletic secretaries all over our state are the unsung heroes of athletics in our entire state.
No question. I was always blessed with great partners, and in the work that I've done, and athletic secretaries or assistants come in many titles. But, you know, I can think back to Alicia when I was in Evansville, and sometimes there'd be kids that's having a rough day, and that athletic secretary is consoling a kid mm-hmm. with a hug and it'll be all right. And that's certainly not in the job descriptions, but that's what they choose to do to help kids along the way. And they're there to care about kids and student athletes, absence of a parent.
Thanks for listening to The Commissioner's Corner with IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig and Coach Bob Lovell. And thank you for your continued support of the high schools in your community.
This is 1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM, WAMB, The Breeze.
We're back live here at Northview High School for the halftime show, pitting your Northview Lady Knights and the visiting West Vigo Lady Vikings. A lot of pretty much nothing happened that first half. A lot of points left off the board. But really, that second quarter is where both teams started to find their footing, and they ran off into the halftime break. Northview leading 18-13. Let's talk about it real quick. First off, we'll talk about Northview Lady Knights. Reagan White was the first one to put up any points. It was a very large, long drought for this Northview team. Almost 4 or 5 minutes it took for them to get some points on the board. Reagan White was the first one to do that with two. Brinley Clark is the leading scorer at the halftime break for the Lady Knights with 8 points. Rachel Rounds coming off the bench, hitting a nice clutch three-pointer in the corner after a very nice hustle offensive rebound. And then Audrey Spencer, the leader here, with 5 points in the first half. Reagan White, for example, one player that just hasn't been seemingly to get it going. You could say that really about any of these players. Brinley Clark is the only exception, really, with 8 points. She's pretty much doing her job right. But Reagan White just not being able to knock down a lot of three-pointers, a lot of turnovers coming their way. Speaking of turnovers, that's the one thing we're going to talk about with West Vigo. 13 first-half turnovers for this team, and that's the exact same amount of points as they have. So they have one turnover for every 1 point they have scored here. Pretty impressive, I guess you can say. And we will talk about that after here. We're going to take a quick one-more-minute break and then get all set and ready for second half. Northview leading 18-13 on WAMB.
Great Dane Brazil, the leader in employment opportunities, already offers $17 to $23 an hour, referral bonuses, great health insurance, and matching 401k. Now they've taken it up a notch. Applicants receive 2 weeks paid vacation, an extra $2 an hour for night shifts, and get an extra $100 a week perfect attendance award paid the following week. That's an extra $5,200 a year. Become a maker at greatdane.com/careers or call 812-443-4711.
Be safe, honey. I can't believe our baby is driving for the first time and all by himself.
Yep, he's growing up. He'll be fine.
What will you do if this happens to you? These things do happen. Hi, I'm Mark with Reliable Garage Doors. If you need your garage door repaired or replaced, call Reliable Garage Doors for a free estimate. 812-841-2078. Your local garage door experts with over 36 years of experience.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. Our used car inventory has exploded with new inventory that arrives daily. With close to 400 vehicles in stock, we can find the right options or payment that suit your needs. See them all on YorkCDJRBrazil.com. That's YorkCDJRBrazil.com, where you can set your appointment or ask your questions. It's easy to see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Got it.
We're back here live at Northview High School. I'm a one-man show right now. I don't know where Corey went, so I'm going to be controlling the camera and doing a little bit of play-by-play. So don't hate on me too much. Spencer here on the right side. And a corner three from Reagan White finally gets something started for them. Reagan White was in a little bit of a drought, I guess you could say, that first half. She gets her first three-pointer of the night. That'll increase this night's lead, 23-15, coming up on 7 minutes to go on the Great Dane scoreboard. Ramirez driving inside, has to bounce it out back now to Holman. Reagan White, it's a nice little one box and one defense where there's two on each side and then one guarding the ball at the very top of the key. Morrell now on the right wing. Audrey Spencer with the guarding and the defense there. Has to bounce it out to Ramirez. Back up to Holman, just where we were 20 seconds ago. Pharrell, their leading scorer. We mentioned at halftime, 13 turnovers for this West Vigo team in the first half. Holman out to Ramirez. Will get the screen, goes around, pulls up at the free throw line. Off the back of the iron, no good, but a rebound fought for and brought up by Audrey Spencer as Corey's about to return. I'm going to give him one. Audrey Spencer drives to the lane, and going to the foul line will be her on that foul. Where have you been?
Talking with Coach Byron. Sorry, guys, on the video side, he was talking about the game. We had an interview. You'll hear that pregame of the boys' side of things. Trying to look at the scores. We're trying to get back in play. Kobe, go ahead and you continue.
Absolutely. Spencer there. This is her third free throw of the night now on that first one with a quick substitution for West Vigo. Hannah Stepp coming in, the freshman. Some length right there, potentially helping them down low on rebounding. Spencer's no good again. 0-for-4 on the night. And Corey, one fun fact we mentioned here at the halftime show and early in the third quarter, West Vigo 13 overall turnovers. That's how many points they had at halftime. Right now, West Vigo trying to work it inside, having little to none success right now as Northview's defense really stepping up. Delana White on Ramirez strips her, but the ball comes up loose and picked up by herself, which is now out at the top to Holman.
Everybody on the near side now, West Vigo, Kobe, trying to move the ball around on the far perimeter. 5:28 to go here in the third
strip
quarter.
Strip Spencer.
Yep. Picked back up by Fennell, puts it up and in, and West Vigo just won't go away.
Even though they take a nice little bit of a lead coming out of the halftime break, West Vigo staying with them no matter what. It'll be Spencer who shoots it on over to the left wing of Reagan White, trying to feed Brindley Clark down low and inside. Unfortunately, nowhere to go, but the ball will stay with them. Inbounds pass will be coming from Reagan White. Still 23-17, 5:05 to go in this third quarter. Delana White, I think her foot was on the line for that corner three. Doesn't matter, however. Didn't find the mark. Rebounded by the Vikings. We got Fennell coming up here, averaging 14 points on the season. Brindley Clark with some nice shuffling defense. It's Ramirez going to work on Delana White. However, Delana White stays right in front of her and forces a travel.
I do want to give thanks to Lorenz Service in Brazil. Tony, the crew are the ones you can trust to get it done right.
Audrey Spencer now crossing the timeline, going left to right. It's Ramirez with the defense. Gets it on to Reagan. Now down low to Brindley. Backs down her defender. Shoots it on over to Audrey again, and she's going to reset here. It's Reagan who drives inside baseline. Brooklyn Eldridge, no good on that free throw. Nice play design, however, just couldn't find it. West Vigo's defense standing tall at the end of that one. Fennell, behind the back move. Passes it to Ramirez. Gets it now. Right wing three, potentially? No. It'll stay here. And they'll stop. It's Knopp now on the left wing. West Vigo not really moving around as much, trying to come towards the ball, not making a lot of moves. Brindley Clark's defense on Fennell. She'll get a screen by the freshman. Stopped at the left wing, nowhere to go. Picked up her dribble. Knopp goes to the free throw line, has to bounce it out now, and stolen by Audrey Spencer. She's going. She has numbers, and she's going to take all the advantage and make that one. Moves this Lady Knights lead 25-17. Coming up on 3.5 to go in this third quarter, Northview doing a pretty good job defensively, making those points count this time on the offensive side. They had a real big trouble with that in the first half. Free throw line jump shot, no good by the freshman, but rebounded by Reagan White, and she has speed, and she finds Eldridge, but no, Eldridge could not find the bottom of the basket. She was too far underneath the rim, I guess you can say. And a quick timeout, a 30-second timeout will be called by Wes Vigo. We'll take one with him as it's 25-17 Northview leading. 3:06 to go in this third quarter on WAMB.
We're the Browns, and this is our account.
Nicole and Jordan Brown of Hoosier Aviation talk about Riddell National Bank.
Our relationship with Riddell really began when we were kids, so when we started our business, it seemed like a natural fit for us.
Riddell's provided all of our financial needs for both personal and business, and we could not be happier with the level of service.
For commercial loans, lines of credit, and payroll services, choose Riddell National Bank.
If you're looking to grow your business, Riddell is your best option.
Member FDIC.
The voice of the Northview Knights, WAMB, The Breeze.
One promise Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make
is Northview High School, 25-17. Back live here at Northview High School now, as Northview leading West Vigo 25-17, and West Vigo will take the advantage here, passing the ball inside. It's Fennell. Northview doing a pretty good job right here, defensively guarding their best offensive scorer in Fennell, taking it all the way and converting on the offensive end. Knopp now. Good defense by Delano White. Too much hands, though, on that one. She'll be called for a body foul. Both these teams had real slow starts in the first half. However, it's been Northview who's been really coming out of the gate on fire here to begin the second half and this third quarter. Barely got it inside with 5 seconds. It's going to be the freshman who takes the jump shot in step. No good, though. Northview now pushing it up. It's Audrey Spencer. Jump shot. Free throw line. No good. Could have been an offensive rebound. They'll stay it, though. West Vigo keeps it. Nice running jump shot there. However, couldn't find the mark for Fennell. Three-on-two fast break for Northview. Spencer between the legs. Goes up. No good. Ball is loose, won by the West Vigo Vikings. Vigo 25-17 here on the Great Dane scoreboard with 2 minutes and 18 seconds to go in this third quarter of play. Full court press coming from Northview. Coach Keys calls for it. He wants it. Mars with the ball. On the left wing, it's going to be Brinley Clark guarding her. She comes to a stop. People wanted to travel. They didn't get it, though. Now it's Holman. Reagan White with the defense. Shoots it on over to Mars. Driving inside. Comes to a stop at the elbow. No good on that one, but an offensive rebound won by Knopp, the junior. But a foul will be called on the floor on Northview. That'll be Delano White.
Do you want to give thanks to Brazil Coffee Grounds? Kickstart your morning at Brazil Coffee Grounds all season long. And then First Insurance Group agent Nick McCollum, a big supporter of the Knights. He's local, so you should stay local with your insurance needs. Come grow with them, and they will keep you protected.
Fennell keeps it on their side now. Wants to get it outside of the three-point line for Knopp. Guarded by Delano White. She's picked up two fouls in the last minute and a half of this one. Gets it to Holman. Pump fakes. Drives inside. She decides to pass out when she had a nice shot attempt. No good, though. That time, that shot put up. Rebounded by the Northview Lady Knights. Audrey Spencer pushing it up. Behind the back. Reagan White. Pump fake left corner. Finds Brinley Clark. Beautiful pass. And one. Northview going on a run of a lifetime. 10-point lead, 27-17. That was a great idea. As you can see over here, if you're watching on the video side, Reagan White and Audrey Spencer laughing and talking about it. Audrey gets it off to Reagan. Reagan immediately fakes the shot and finds Brinley down low. And a timeout will be called by Northview. We'll take one with him. 27-17, Northview leading West Vigo. A minute 28 to go in this third quarter. Don't go anywhere on WAMB.
One promise Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. They will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Lorenz Service is your trusted locally owned auto service repair shop. If you need your vehicle looked at, give Tony Lorenz a call or stop by the shop today. Tony Lorenz and the entire Lorenz Service team works hard to make sure your vehicle is fixed the right way. Lorenz Service wants to wish the North Unites the best of luck this season.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM, WAMB.
We're back live here at Northview High School. Brinley Clark, before we took a break, a nice down low pass was from Reagan White, and she converted, and one opportunity, she hits it. Three-point play, which will increase their lead to 11, 28, 17, less than a minute and a half ago now in this third quarter. Ramirez, just a step in front of the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by Audrey. Coach Keith says go, 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 and they went just a little too fast.
Yeah, Coach Keyes does not look happy.
Audrey Spencer with the ball movement there found an open Brinley Clark. The pass went right between her hands. Turnover Northview. See what West Vigo comes up with. 60 seconds. Fennell. Euro step, sort of, trying to bring it inside. And a costly turnover there. Fennell was trying, or excuse me, Eldridge was trying to find it to Audrey Spencer. She didn't see Fennell. Fennell steals it, takes advantage. 28-19, 45 seconds and counting. Holman with the pasteurizing defense on Spencer. She'll find Eldridge. No good, though. Rebounded by Audrey. A fight for the ball on the court. They're both fighting for it. We can't really see it on the video side. And they're going to say it was a jump ball, which will be in favor of West Vigo.
Yeah, Coach Keyes looks frustrated with the way things are going right now. 28-19, the score, 30 seconds to go on the video side. If you're experiencing a little bit of lagging, we're about to get that fixed here very shortly. Where we normally use Verizon, not doing the best right now here at Northview, which normally is great. They're going to get us our own Wi-Fi, so we appreciate that. Northview High School always treating us well. 15 seconds. Twan Holman has it on the left wing. Northview has an advantage on the Great Dane scoreboard by 9. Holman on the logo, 10 seconds. Bounce off to Fennell, drives, puts up a floater, contested, no. Rebounded by Reagan, 4 seconds. 3, Reagan up ahead. Brenly lost it in transition. That'll be the end of the quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard. The Northview Lady Knights, whatever it takes, rather win ugly than lose pretty. They're up by 9 here on WAMB.
The Northview Knights love Brazil Coffee Grounds, and you will too. Make Brazil Coffee Grounds your go-to stop before school or work every morning and get a coffee, iced latte, or frappe with numerous flavors to choose from to give you the energy you need to start your day. Brazil Coffee Grounds isn't just known for their coffee, their pastries and lunch items are great too. For a full menu of their drinks and food, visit their Facebook page. Brazil Coffee Grounds wants to wish the best of luck to the Northview Knights.
We all need insurance, whether it's personal or commercial. Use someone you can trust. I'm Nick McCollum with First Insurance Group here in Brazil. I graduated from Northview High School and attended Indiana State University. My family is all about the Knights. You can trust me to help you get all your insurance needs taken care of. Give me a call at 812-208-2457 or visit us at figprotects.com. Let me, Nick McCollum, work for you. Come grow with us and we will help you stay protected.
Your home for Northview Knights Sports, WAMB The Breeze.
As we begin the fourth quarter of play here on WAMB, the Northview Lady Knights lead 28-19 over the Vikings. And to begin the fourth quarter, and it's going to be a ball tipped out of bounds, stays with the Knights underneath their own basket. Big thanks to PDF Process Development Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is proud to be a part of this community. Reagan White on the right wing will have a dribble handoff to Audrey on the near logo here in the fourth quarter. 28-19. Audrey spins to Reagan on top, back to Audrey. Tries to blow by Mars, puts it up and in.
One thing this Lady Knights team does so well is when they give the ball up to a guard like Reagan White and Audrey Spencer do right there, she easily cuts the basket and finds the opening spot.
7:22, 30-19, 11-point lead. West Vigo trying to get a bucket here, and they will not on a missed bunny layup there from West Vigo. Offensive board, rebounded by Grace Jones on the miss. Coach Key saying, Audrey, go get the basketball. And she'll bring it up left to right slowly. And on the Great Dane scoreboard, 30-19 is the Northview lead despite lack of offense from everybody. An 18-foot jumper, she forced a foul. So Audrey will go to the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil free throw line. At York, they're not number one. You are, but first, a timeout. Coach Keys wants them to finish strong here as we'll take a break with them. 30-19 lead for the Knights on WAMB.
Stocking stuffers can come in many shapes and sizes, and Sparkle Pools has them all this holiday season. Sparkle Pools is now carrying Maui Jim sunglasses. These sunglasses have modern looks for the distinguished gentleman and women's fashion frames to fit any lifestyle. Fill your stockings with pool maintenance products from Pool Style and Super Shockwaves. Sparkle Pools is even an authorized dealer for swimmingpool.com, where you can find above-ground pools, outdoor living products, and everything else pool-related. Happy holidays from Sparkle Pools, 2225 North 25th Street and 5171 South Highway 41 in Terre Haute.
You've driven all the way to the store when you realize, I forgot my wallet. That can be so frustrating. We've all been there. That's why enabling mobile wallet for your first Farmers debit card was so important to us. That way, if you remember everything you need to get at the store but leave your wallet behind, you can use your phone to pay and skip the aggravation. That's one more way we're determined to take our customers from what if to what's next. Learn more at ffbt.com. First Farmers Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on WAMB The Breeze.
Back live here at Northview High School on WAMB, it'll be Audrey Spencer going to the free throw line as she was just fouled right before a Northview head coach Zach Keys timeout. She'll convert the first. That's her first free throw tonight. Makes her 1 of 5. The Sparkle Pool is a free throw line.
York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil free throw on. Audrey will miss the second one, but it's 31-19 and a 12-point lead for Northview, their largest of the contest. West Vigo has it on the far corner. Holman. Holman will drive out to the elbow. Feed it down low back to Holman for a catch and shoot three. Off the back rim, it'll bounce off. Rebounded by Audrey, who's pickpocketed by Fennell for an easy layup. Wow. She tried to go a little too fast.
A lot of Fennell's points coming from a lot of steals, especially once they try to convert and go back on their side of the ball. That's her second one.
Audrey has it near side to Rounds. It'll be a dribble handoff to Reagan. Fires to Brindley. Open corner three. Got it.
Much needed three-pointer there from Brindley Clark. Increases the lead to 13.
Under 6 to go, 34-21. West Vigo quickly throws it away, so it'll be a turnover, and things might be going Northview's way here as we start to close things out.
Still have 6 minutes to play, however. Don't want to get too ahead of yourself.
I'm confident.
I was, too, on Monday night.
Saints fan, everybody. Reagan, there's no Tom Brady on West Vigo, though. Reagan White on the middle logo, or Mark Ingram. Hands off to Grace Jones. Dribble handoff back to Audrey on the free throw line. Takes one dribble to Brindley. Same corner, same spot, same three, same outcome. Back to back, belly to belly, as John Sterling of the New York Yankees radio would say on back-to-back home runs. 37-21.
What are we doing?
I just got excited. There's offense.
It's about time.
Quick jump ball in the far corner. It'll be underneath. Stays with the Lady Vikings as Northview has a 16-point advantage with 5:17 to go. Catch and shoot three. West Vigo overshoots. Audrey with the board. Could have got called for an offensive foul, but she doesn't. She'll bring it left to right quickly. Stops at the elbow. Kicks it to Reagan. Same spot. Can she make one? No. Offensive board to Brindley, who's made two threes in a row. Might as well give it to the hot hand, right?
I'd love to see a third. Back to back to back.
Reagan on the logo. Stick around for the Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute postgame show. We'll give away a player of the game presented by Riddell National Bank. Audrey's going to hold it right here in front of us. And on the video side, you guys, I'm telling you now, you might get disconnected at some point in the postgame show because I am going to turn off the Verizon we're connected to on our computer and go to the Wi-Fi North you kindly gave us. Hopefully everything works smoothly, but why would that be the case?
Yeah, exactly.
West Vigo foul, drive into the bucket. They'll go to the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil free throw line. 37-21 is the score. 16-point advantage for the Knights. At the line, it's Fennell. Loud screaming's back. It didn't affect her any. She'll make the first. Big thanks to our friendly sponsor over at First Farmers Bank and Trust. Pay directly from your smartphone with mobile wallet. Literally our neighbor at the DLC Media locations. Next shot by Fennell. She's made both. Probably someone you don't want the free throw line. But she's also got to have, what, 80% of their points?
She's a confident player for sure. They like to go through her.
Audrey goes left to right, bouncing it off to Brenly near side, on top to Round. Swings it off down to Reagan, give and go to Brenly. What a cut and what a finish. And a quick timeout will be taken by West Vigo for an injury timeout. So we're going to go ahead and take one with them. We hope everybody is okay. We'll be right back here on WAMB.
This is RE/MAX real estate agent Michelle Engel. My family has been in the local community since 2005, and we love supporting the Knights. My daughter attends Northview and is a cheerleader and plays on the tennis team. You will see me dedicating my time to this community. One example is my daughter and I love volunteering for the Clay County Youth Food Delivery Program. Allow me to put my 10-plus years of real estate experience to work for you.
Remember to buy and sell with Michelle. Call her at 812-230-1382.
We all know what it's like to be super busy during weekday evenings. Whether you have kids involved in sports, a club, or whatever you have going on with the family that night. Anyway, it always seems hard to find the time to slow down to prepare a nice homemade meal. It's drive-through again, right? Wrong! Kitch Fix should be the answer. Plan ahead by joining the Kitch Fix Facebook group and let Brandy Pierce cook for you. Kitch Fix releases their menu on Wednesdays, so go join the Facebook group now. Pick it up, warm it up, and feed the family with Kitch Fix.
This is WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
We're back live here on WAMB at Northview High School. As we took a little bit of a minute break to make sure the West Vigo player is up and ready to go, and she is walking off the court now, so that's a good sight to see. Quick thank you to RE/MAX real estate agent Michael Engel. Michelle Engel, excuse me. Buy and sell with Michelle, 812-230-1382. And also thank you to Kitch Fix. Join the Kitch Fix Facebook group and let Brandy Pierce cook for you. Coming up on 4 minutes now in this one, 39-23. Northview trying to build that cushion on this lead. Hopefully the time will prevail for them. That's a stolen ball right there from Reagan White. Strips it from behind, and she's going to push it all the way. Find Brindley for a wide open basket, and the crowd erupts. Happy here in Northview High School, 41-23.
18-point lead, 3:38 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Another almost stolen ball. That time Fennell drives inside, but couldn't get the one shot to fall as it was hit off the back of the rim, so she'll earn a couple of free throws at the line. The first for Fennell, no good. Still 41-23, 3.5 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard. Don't go anywhere after the conclusion of this one. We got the boys game for West Vigo and Northview coming up as that second rebound, free throw, no good, rebounded by Grace Jones.
Audrey will bring it left to right on the radio dial. Audrey on the right elbow, blows by a screen presented by Rounds. Pick and pop three from Rounds. No. Ball's loose, rebounded by the Lady Vikings at the 3:10 mark. Lobs it. Holman, but Audrey got a hand on it, knocks out of bounds. She'll get credited with the pass breakup.
Yeah, Audrey looking like a defensive back.
She's got more pass breakups this year than Marshawn Lattimore.
41-23. That's not funny. He's literally injured. Like, what are you trying to do here? Ooh, thought about the three right there. Ooh, and she slips on the basketball. Pops right back up, however, so she seems to be all right. They're going to call the foul on Brinley Clark. I need my player sheet to know who that was. And that was the wrong piece. It's the wrong piece of paper. So Holman now driving inside. 3 minutes to go in this one. As it's Ramirez who will get the screen from Fennell. Pushes on over into the left corner. Now brings the buck up back up top. Hands off to Fennell with Brinley Clark. Intimidating defense, not going anywhere. A nice matchup between Fennell and Clark tonight. Clark has seemingly got the better of it. Fennell, baseline, drives inside, no good, but fouled was Fennell. Clark, they'll call on the foul right there. So they're going to give Fennell a couple of shots at the free throw line. ...41-23. She missed both of her free throws last time. Will convert on the first. Quick thank you to Timberland Lumber Company on Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Fennell's second free throw is good. And a timeout will be called, a full by West Vigo's head coach. Don't go anywhere. 2:34, 41-25 lead for Northview. We'll be right back here on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. Visit our Timberland store to get everything you need for your new project, and if we don't have the supplies you need in store, we can order it for you. You can even rent the equipment from our rental department. Timberland strives to provide you with the finest residential and commercial building projects at a level of service that is second to none. Quality, integrity, Timberland.
Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the area's leading Green Pro partners. This is Doug Nevins, and for more than 25 years, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning has served customers in Brazil and throughout the entire Wabash Valley. Our reliable services, transparent fees, and friendly expert technicians have made Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning a hometown name you can trust. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet.
This is WAMB, The Breeze. Like us on Facebook.
Back around WAMB, 41-25, West Vigo and Northview coming out of the timeout with 2:34 to go. Big thanks to Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet. And Lovin' Pizza in Brazil, Chicago-style pizza and more. The perfect meal while cheering on the Northview Knights. Call now and have it hot and ready after the game, 812-420-3661. I can go for some food. I'm starving. And the Back 40 Boutique, small town feel with unique clothing and plenty of accessories to choose from. That's the Back 40 Boutique. I just went Christmas shopping there the other day. She, Megan Youngblood and company have great items to choose from for the holiday season upcoming. Audrey's just going to dance with it and try to stay out of trouble here. She'll bring it near side. It's under 2 minutes now. They're going to play keep away. Audrey, do they foul or do they just want to play defense? Coach Keys will take a timeout. We'll take one with them. 30-second break here on WAMB.
What makes Lynn's Pharmacy different from the big chains? People. When you walk into Lynn's Pharmacy, you'll see friends and neighbors on both sides of the counter.
We come to Lynn's Pharmacy because of Lynn and his staff. They're also knowledgeable and helpful and always willing to take the time to give us good advice.
May not be in every corner, but Lynn's Pharmacy and its predecessors have been trusted in the community since 1872. Lynn's Pharmacy, a modern pharmacy with old-fashioned values and personal service in downtown Brazil.
This is WAMB, The Breeze. Like us on Facebook.
Back here on WAMB, 1:54 to go. If you're looking for the video of the basketball games, just do me a favor and click the refresh button. That's all you got to do. We disconnected with the internet and then reconnected as we told you we would. So tell a friend, if you know they're watching the video, to make sure they refresh.
Northview's going to move it around to Reagan White for an open three. Ice it, baby.
She needed that one. That's a confidence booster right there. Northview fighting hard until the end. It was looking pretty blurry at the beginning of this one.
Audrey steals it away in transition to go up 21.
Clutch steal right there.
And we're back on WAMB on the video side. If you refreshed it and figured it out by now, we appreciate it. Coach Keyes is about to empty out his bench. Northview is up by 21 here with 1 minute to go after just an awful start, probably through three and a quarter of quarters. West Vigo runs into Brenly, throws up a 15-footer. No, 45 seconds. Reagan pushes Brenly. Gets it down low, throws it ahead to Audrey, and Coach Keyes will just take a quick timeout, basically to bring subs in and then bring them back out. And coming in the contest for the Northview Lady Knights, looks like it's going to be Katie Buchanan, number 12, who's not on here. Don't know if that's Lauren Tilly or not.
We need some updated rosters.
Chloe Batchelor. Also Aubrey Miller and Rory Dow, the freshman, who had got a start last week.
Yeah.
Northview just trying to dribble it out. Batted out of bounds as West Vigo still playing tough defense.
Northview really had to earn this one.
Big thanks to Lynn's Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Kobe, the game day dose for a win for the North Unites on the Lynn's Town's Pharmacy game day dose. The reason for the win was their fourth quarter surge, really.
Absolutely. That first half was a little murky, but second half they came up strong, just like this fast break.
Ooh. Northview stole it, missed the initial layup, and that is going to do it. Final score on the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 46, West Vigo 25. We'll be right back after this quick break with the Sparkle Pools in Terre Haute postgame show on WAMB.
Great Dane and Brazil doesn't just build trailers and truck bodies, they build their employees. Here's Matt to tell you how Great Dane has impacted his whole life.
Hi, I'm Matt Pierce. I've been a Great Daner since before I was born. My dad worked at Great Dane for over 38 years, and now I'm carrying on the Great Dane tradition.
Now hiring for a range of skilled positions. Move your life forward at greatdane.com/careers.
Great pay, great benefits, great opportunities to advance. Every morning when I come in, I see Champ, and I embrace my great.
Hi, this is Mark, owner of Reliable Garage Doors. Are you tired of looking at the same garage door you had on your house when you bought it? Then it's time to do something about it. Let us at Reliable Garage Doors make your home look new again. I'll come over and give you a free estimate. Just call me at 812-841-2078. Your local garage door expert with over 36 years of experience.
This is Josh Keedy at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. Our used car inventory has exploded with new inventory that arrives daily. With close to 400 vehicles in stock, we can find the right options or payment that suit your needs. See them all on YorkCDJRBrazil.com. That's YorkCDJRBrazil.com, where you can set your appointment or ask your questions. It's easy to see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Are you looking for a new exciting career? PDF Inc. in Brazil is actively looking for creative, dependable people to hire right now. Various machine operator positions are available, no experience necessary. They'll train you for multiple positions like robotics or operating a CNC laser. Take the time to learn a valuable skill to further your career with PDF Inc. Stop by their location or visit pdf-inc.com/careers. PDF Inc. is a proud supporter of the Northview Knights.
Your home for Northview Sports, The Breeze, WAMB.
Welcome back on the Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute Post Game Show. Visit mysparklepools.com and pick out your preferred pool and much more. The Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute Post Game Show, the Wabash Valley's number one pool builder. Let's get wet. Kobe, final score, the Northview Lady Knights get the big win finally, 46-25, to improve to 7-2 on the season. Let's give away our Riddell National Bank player of the game. Redell National Bank, today's banking, yesterday's values.
I think we got to give it to Brinley Clark, who ended tonight's contest with 23 points, a couple of threes back-to-back in that second half, and a lot of them coming down low using our height to our advantage. Northview, a huge second-half surge that they needed desperately.
Congratulations to Brenly Clark. She'll be our Redell National Bank Player of the Game with 23 points. Audrey Spencer, the next scorer, with 12, and Reagan White had 8. No lie, struggle on the offensive end. That's okay. But, Kobe, now we get ready for the Northview boys basketball side of things. But first, let's take our break. Congratulations to Northview Lady Knights. Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute pregame show in the second half of tonight's doubleheader coming up next here on WAMB.
I am Matt Bilyeu, and this is my account.
Matt Bilyeu of Culver's talks about Redell National Bank.
My relationship with Redell started with a personal home loan. From there, it blossomed into a business opportunity. Redell, I think, is so much more than just a bank. They're a true partner.
For commercial loans and lines of credit, choose Redell National Bank.
It's been so great, the relationship we have with Redell. They've partnered with us to make our family's dreams come true.
Member FDIC.
One promise Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. They will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Lorenz Service is your trusted, locally owned auto service repair shop. If you need your vehicle looked at, give Tony Lorenz a call or stop by the shop today. Tony Lorenz and the entire Lorenz Service team works hard to make sure your vehicle is fixed the right way. Lorenz Service wants to wish the Northview Knights the best of luck this season.
We all need insurance, whether it's personal or commercial. Use someone you can trust. I'm Nick McCollum with First Insurance Group here in Brazil. I graduated from Northview High School and attended Indiana State University. My family is all about the Knights. You can trust me to help you get all your insurance needs taken care of. Give me a call at 812-208-2457 or visit us at figprotects.com. Let me, Nick McCollum, work for you. Come grow with us, and we will help you stay protected.
Are you looking for a new, exciting career? PDF Inc. in Brazil is actively looking for creative, dependable people to hire right now. Various machine operator positions are available. No experience necessary. They'll train you for multiple positions like robotics or operating a CNC laser. Take the time to learn a valuable skill to further your career with PDF Inc. Stop by their location or visit pdf-inc.com/careers. PDF Inc. is a proud supporter of the Northview Knights.
You've driven all the way to the store when you realize, I forgot my wallet. That can be so frustrating. We've all been there. That's why enabling mobile wallet for your First Farmers debit card was so important to us. That way, if you remember everything you need to get at the store but leave your wallet behind, you can use your phone to pay and skip the aggravation. That's one more way we're determined to take our customers from what if to what's next. Learn more at ffbt.com. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Great Dane Brazil, the leader in employment opportunities, already offers $17 to $23 an hour. Referral bonus.
With AMB Brazil, and get an extra $100 a week. Perfect attention.